Hello there, is it Carol?
Yes, sir. Hello, yeah.
Hello, Carol. It's just Ben calling from MMA Legal. With a company you inquired to in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme, you know, the abuse in the children's homes?
Yes, I have. Yes, I was in
home. Yes, so just to get that sorted, obviously, get the ball rolling for you.
Right, okay, fine, yeah.
Now, was this before 2004?
Yes, I have.
Okay, no problem. Yes, no worries. So, just to confirm there, I've got your name on the system here. Let's have a look what we've got there, Carol. Bear me a second. We've got Carol Avery, is that correct?
Carol Avery, yeah.
Yep, and we've got your email as carolavery104@gmail.com, is that correct?
It's now femaleboss72@icloud.com.
It is, have you changed it? And that's femaleboss72@icloud.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And Carol, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
8/6/1972.
Fantastic. And just your door number and postcode where you live at the moment, Carol.
Yes, it's 71. And the postcode is 320HR.
Yep.
And it's flat 1463.
Is it Glenavon Road, yeah?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah.
Glenavon Road, and it's flat, so it's flat 14 stroke, what did you say, stroke 3?
14-3.
14-3, so perfect, no worries. And have you ever been known by any other names at all, Carol, in the past?
No. Yeah. No.
You never, nope, no worries, that's fine then. Problem there. Okay, and who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Carol?
It's in Barclays Medical Centre, Maryhill.
Barclays Medical Centre?
Uh-huh.
Okay, no problem. And how old are you at the moment, Carol?
I'm 53.
53, no problem. Now, in regards to, obviously, yourself there, Carol, what was your parents' names, or what are your parents' names, for my love?
My dad was Maurice Avery, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, and my mum was Maria Avery.
Maria. Maria, yep, no worries. Okay, that's fine. And where did you live before you went into care, Carol?
Where was I when I was in care? I was in a few homes. I was in Eglinton, Ailsa. I was in other two ones, but I can't really remember the name.
Yeah, and how old was you when you first went into one of those homes?
14.
14 was your first time you went in, yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, have you got any brothers or sisters at all?
Yes, my brother, but he never went in this year.
No, that's fine. The reason we ask for brothers or sisters is just so when we go to local authority and we ask for your information, we can search it a lot quicker if you've got, like, siblings and relatives. Because it'll load your file and your file only. You know, instead of, say, 500,000 Carol Avery's, it just loads your direct file. What was your brother called, my love?
Paul Avery.
Paul Avery, no problem. And what a local authority were you cared under? You know, who was it you was care under? Like Glasgow, Aberdeen, for example, Edinburgh.
Glasgow,
yeah. Sorry, for you. No problem. And you're 14 when you went into care. Now, you did mention some care homes, some children's homes before. What was the names of them again?
One's called Eglinton. That was just up at Clevedon, just up the road. Another one's called Eglinton.
Eglinton is Eglinton.
Yes, I have.
Eglinton is an EGG. Eglinton,
yes, uh-huh.
So that's Eglinton. What was your one called?
Ailsa.
How are you spelling that one?
Well, I can't remember. Ailsa, I don't know.
Okay. Now, with Eglinton, was you in there, first of all, were you in there when you was 14?
Yes, I was in yes, it was a first, yes.
And where, how long was you in there for, do you believe?
I think it was about a year or so.
14 to 15. And then you was in Isla from 15 to how long? To what age?
I was in there till I was just over 16.
Yeah, so about another year as well. Okay, no problem. And if something was to happen to you, Carol, and we're unable to get a hold of you anytime soon, who would you like to be your beneficiary?
I don't know, my son. Jamie Avery.
Your son, yeah. And what's your son's name, Malcolm?
Jamie Avery.
Yeah, do you have a telephone number for him, a mobile number as well?
No, it's just the same one.
Same one as yours. Okay. I'll put yours down for the number then. Like I say, if something was happening to you, I'm guessing Jamie would have your mobile anyway, so
right.
Not really an issue. Okay. That's fine. And now this is just for your statement. So in regards to yourself, of course, what was the reason why you first went into care?
Because I was getting abused from my dad.
Okay, no problem. That's fine. And when you first went into Eglinton, what kind of things was happening when you was in there?
I was getting drugged at the, and we were getting touched by a few members of staff.
Yeah. Anything else you remember? Like, did they used to, like, watch you in the showers, or give you a slap on the back of the head? You know, so any kind of things that come into mind?
No,
they like
came into my room.
The more information, the better you can tell me.
They came into my room and kind of be too close, sitting beside us, touches, playing with our hair, or locals in a cupboard. And they remember a staff with kid on the run outside and things, so lots of different things, actually.
Yeah, okay. In the cupboard. And what about at Isla, when you was in the Isla care room? What happened in that one?
Again, that was way too member of male staff were inappropriate meetings, asking us for sexual favours.
Yep.
You see, like, should we go and give us more money, should we? We sat every time sexual favours rolling.
Yeah. I'm putting this all down in the system, what you're saying there, just bear me a second. So what I'm going to need from you now is, I'm lovely, we do need to do a claim. We do need photo ID and proof of address. Now, this can just be a driving licence, a passport or a pass. Have you got any of those three?
I've got a bus pass.
That's fine. So, Carol, if you can get that for us, because what we need a picture of the bus pass, and you also need a letter dated in the last 3 months. It can be any letter at all. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 months. It's just to prove you live where you live, and your bus pass, of course, is to prove your identification.
I'm going to send you a message.
I'm going to send it on what? I'm going to send you a message on the company WhatsApp. So you can just take a picture of it and send it straight over on WhatsApp. So, spare me a second. Photo. Okay, so I'm going to send you a message now. So all you need to do is, like I say, is put your bus pass on the table, take a picture of that. Now, what you're best off doing is just opening that message on WhatsApp first that I've just sent to you. So if you open that message up, it should be on WhatsApp for you. It'll be from myself. No problem.
Messages come through, yeah. Right, so what I said...
Yeah, open that for me.
You...
And when you... Yeah, that's it. So as you open the message, if you go to the right-hand side, you should see a camera button.
What?
Yeah?
Yeah, do you want me to go ahead and do this now?
Yes, you can, please, my love. We just need, the ID and then a letter just to prove where you lived. Let's prove where you live, sorry.
Give me a minute to take a picture of my...
No worries, save time. No worries, save time. No. Sorry?
She said, and then I'll get a letter.
No, no, just take your time. No rush at all. Just let me know once you're ready.
Hey, how's that?
Yeah, the ID's perfect. That bus pass is great. All we need now is the letters. So any letter dated in the last 3 months. So let me have a quick look at that in a second for you.
I've just sent you the letter there.
No, it's fine. Just give me a second. Yeah, let's have a look. So only 2 seconds. So with the letter, it does need to be a full picture of it. So do you put the letter down on the table and just take a picture of all, you know, the full letter? Just needs to be a full letter, you see. No worries, take time. So while you're doing that, I'm just filling out your form anyway, so I'll be a moment while I just fill this out. Yep, give me a second. There, I'll just have a look in a second. I'm just filling out these forms for you. Just bear with me 2 seconds. I'll just get started.
Leave it with me 10 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. So let's have a look at this letter. Now, just bear with me a second there. Let's have a look. It's upside down for me for some reason. Let's have a look at it. That one should be fine with the letter. That looks okay. So that should be okay. Could you try and just take a picture of the full letter just for me, just in case the solicitors basically turn it back to us. So just sit it down on the table, and like I said, just take a picture of the full document. So make sure it includes all four corners.
Yeah, right, you're
up. That one's perfect. So that should be great. That should work fine. Not a problem there. So in 2 seconds, you're going to receive a text message from myself. Now, it'll just say, hi, click here. It'll just say a document for you to sign. Now, what the document does, it gives us the authorisation to proceed with your claim. Now, I do need to go through 3 options in regards to what you have for making a claim into redress. Okay. So, there are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, of course, it would be under the private agreement. Now, the agreement we have in place, basically, is a no-win, no-fee agreement. So, if you don't win nothing, you don't get charged an absolute penny, and no charges to you at all. Only on a successful case, we take 16%. Now, including VAT, of course, it is 20% with the VAT on top as a whole there. So, like I said, the average aim to get your back, Carol, is around £45,000. It could be more than that, to be fair, but like I say, it all really depends on the outcome of the case. So, if you look at your text messages now, Carol, you should have a text message from ourselves. Now, it's got a link on there for you to press, and you just need to sign one box and then click Execute All Documents. That's all you need to do.
Right.
Yep, so if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a box that says Sign Here, and then Execute All Documents next to it. Should be a little blue box that says execute. It just means sign them all.
Right, execute that and then sign it. Right. What have I done?
Once you've signed it, click execute, yeah.
I signed it. Yeah.
Once you've signed it, click execute all documents.
There we go.
That's done for you there, Carol, so that's great stuff. No, it's just come back to us, Carol, so that's great. That works fine.
Right.
You've not signed it. It's just come back to us.
Can you send it again? Can you do it again?
Yeah, let me have a look. Yeah, just give me a second. Let me just have a look, because it is showing us signed on our side. Let me just have a look at the signature. You've just put a dot, haven't you? Let's resend it again, then. Give me 2 seconds, love. Okay, I've resent that now, so click the new message, don't click the old one. Click the new one, it should let you sign that one. That's the one. So when you go down to the bottom, sign the box and then click execute.
On the box. My God, it's not letting me click it.
Hey, chat. Just try, don't click into the box, just draw straight into it.
Right, see that? Please provide your signature before executing. Okay, I'm trying to do that. Right. It's not staying on.
That's the one.
Is it disappearing again?
Yeah, right? So you just got to draw straight onto it.
Right.
Sorry?
I'm drawing right on it, but it's just all crazy. I'll try to do this again. Right?
Yeah, it's not the best.
It's just
no,
not
no, it's
like,
take your time there. Just do it as best you can. It doesn't need to be perfect. You can just write C or, you know, write Carol, you know, whichever's easy, that should be fine. Actually, it's only between you and the Swisser.
Right, but it's not staying on.
Yeah.
On the thing, I don't know why.
Just do it as best you can.
I know, but I'm trying to...
I've never actually signed one myself.
Well, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
No, it's not letting me do it. Right, hold on. Nah.
Like I say, just try your best.
Right. D, A, right, I'll try it. Nup. C, oh my God. It's just... Just giving back, huh?
Try to do your initials. Just... Why don't you just do CA for your initials, Carol Avery?
No, oh, wow. No.
You might be going slow because we're on the phone together there, Carol, so what I'll do is I'll pop the phone down while you try and do it, okay?
Right, you hang up on me and then I'll try to...
Yeah.